Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We have our live show today in the Odyssey Hub. Great people, great friends of the show. Appreciate their support of the Travis Manion Foundation. And the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Great to welcome back to the show my friend Andy Bloom. He is the former communications director for Congressman Mike Turner, who is the current chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He's also the guy who helped discover me in radio many, many years ago. Andy, how are you, buddy?
I am doing great, and it is so great to be on with you again, Rich. I'm just coming up into the studio and just shooting the ball with you.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I appreciate your time, and you've got a great article over at Broad and Liberty where you're doing a lot of writing these days. And the title of that piece is Joe Biden Really a Good and Decent Man? Now, before I get into that, I do want to mention you do a lot of communications consulting, Andy Bloom. You've consulted for politicians and for athletes, and you've helped build radio stations. You were also key to getting Howard Stern syndicated back in the day. Can we talk about how woke he's become?
I'd rather not. Do we have to?
Nah, it's up to you. We don't have to. But he is kind of woke now, don't you think? I mean, that interview with Biden, come on.
I did not listen to it. It breaks my heart to listen to it because I know what we went through between 1986 and about 1998, the fights that we fought. And it's just a different world. I don't understand him. You know, I think somehow he must be jealous of Donald Trump, because one thing I will tell you about Donald Trump is what he's doing is the Howard Stern show. Never apologize. Nothing is over the top. Nothing is too outrageous. And the bigger the spectacle, the more likely it is to work.
Exactly right. Well said. And it, you know, now he's become a politically correct version of himself. In that Biden interview, when he's sitting there telling him you're America's grandpa and gushing over him. And Trump used to go on his show all the time, right, Andy? He would go on the Howard Stern show.
Absolutely.
And then Trump said, I'm doing my own thing. I'm not apologizing. I'm going to be myself. And they either love me or hate me. And that was the key to Stern's success back in the day.
You know, therapy is a good thing. But I think Howard Stern is evidence that there can be too much therapy.
Is there enough, though, for some people? That's the question, Andy. That's the question.
That's a good question. Some people need it.
Well, you always told me back in the day when you were coaching me in radio, don't apologize either. Don't be afraid to be yourself and tell people how you really feel about things. So I've been telling people all day, I think Joe Biden's going to be juiced up on a cocktail tonight, a little IV infusion of various stimulants and some vitamins. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. First of all, I think that Biden needs to appear to be steady and energetic, but he can't scream like he did at the State of the Union. And I'm going to make a prediction. I want to tell you something about me that I don't think you know, Rich. I went to high school as a freshman in Indianapolis at North Central High School. And I was on the debate team, state finalist in 1977, with a guy, see if you know this name, Ron Klain.
Sure. Yes, the former White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain.
Correct. So if anything that I learned on the debate team at North Central High School with Ron Klain, it's that those 16 people including Ron Klain, who've been tucked away at Camp David for the past week. I predict that what they've been doing is stuffing Biden's head full of facts, figures, statistics, names, quotes, and things for him to memorize. And if that's what they've done, and I think they have, I'm going to make a prediction. We're going to see a repeat of Ronald Reagan's first 1984 debate with Walter Mondale. Now, everybody remembers their second debate, where he said, I won't take advantage for political purposes of the youth and inexperience of my opponent.
Right.
But everybody forgets the first debate when a confused Reagan looked old and befuddled by trying to remember names, dates, and quotes. That's what we could see. That's what I think we may see if they've been trying to stuff Biden's brain full of statistics and numbers for the past week.
Well,
now, if you're a Democrat,
yep,
that could be a good thing. If you're a Democrat, I think you should actually be hoping that Joe Biden falls face first on his face tonight. That would be the best thing that could happen, because this is the first time in presidential debate history, as far as I know, that we've had a debate before the nominating convention.
Yeah.
And if your real goal is to stop Donald Trump, the best thing you could do is see Joe Biden fall on his face and have a chance to replace him at the Democratic convention this August. Because with the exception of Kamala Harris, probably any other Democrat would have at least a reasonable chance of beating Donald Trump. Biden is the one person that Trump can beat. And likewise, Never Trump Republicans should probably hope for Trump to literally fall down, because he's probably the only Republican that Biden has any chance to beat. In the last polls that we saw, Nikki Haley was up on Biden by more than 10 points consistently.
Well, Trump's beating Biden in all these polls consistently in all the states that matter. So I don't think there's anything to worry about as far as Trump falling down tonight. I think if anything,
I don't either.
Your earlier point about Biden, though, I think it's why there is a debate in June, because this is their chance to try to finally stop this guy before the convention. I do think they want to swap him out. I mean, you listen to Carville, you listen to Bill Maher, you listen to these guys speak, they're saying it out loud. He can't win. Joe Biden cannot win.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know if you saw the latest poll. Nate Cohn at the New York Times had an interesting column yesterday. The Times Siena poll came out, and Trump among registered voters was up +6, and among likely voters was up +3. Mm-hmm. And Nate Cohen called it an outlier.
Right.
And they
right.
printed a chart right below the Times Siena poll, which was conducted between June 20th and June 25th, was a Quinnipiac poll conducted between June 20th and June 24th. Trump up +4. So I think the outliers are any that show that Biden is tied or in the lead. But no, Nate Cohen's got to write what he's got to write for the New York Times audience.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. It's funny because we talked about that before the show today. They actually wound up proving that these are not outlier polls by linking to that Quinnipiac poll, and it just blew up in their face. Now, the other thing, too, is that they're lowering expectations for Biden going into this debate tonight. That's obvious to everybody. Back in 2020, they presented him as this kind old man who was keeping America safe from COVID and mean tweets, hiding him in the basement, and he was just going to be the nice old grandfather. Well, now we know that that's BS. But guys like you, Andy Bloom, working on Capitol Hill, you knew it then. I knew it then. And I was telling my audience back then, listen, don't buy this. This guy is a mean, nasty SOB, and that's why I'm glad you wrote your piece at Broad and Liberty. Joe Biden is not a good guy, and it's about time the veneer comes off.
Yeah, my latest column at broadandliberty.com is called, Is Joe Biden Really a Good and Decent Man? And I am so tired of reading columns and comments on social media talking about what a good guy this guy is. He's not a good guy, and he's never been a good guy. He stepped on the national stage in 1987 when he ran for the 1988 presidential nomination, Democratic nomination. And from the first time he got on the national stage, he was revealed as a liar. In 1987, the New York Times ran a story that reported Biden had to admit that in 1965, when he was a student at Syracuse Law School, the faculty report concluded that Biden had used 5 pages from a published law review article without quotation or attribution, and he ought to be failed. Biden pleaded with the faculty not to dismiss him, claiming that his intent was not to deceive. You know who that reminds me of? What was the name of that Harvard president? Claudine Gay. Right. So we don't accept it for the president of Harvard, but we will accept it from the president of the United States. That campaign continued. And then Biden did a speech that was completely, the life story was plagiarized from a member of the British Parliament named Neil Kinnock. And you can find a New York Times story from a reporter named Maureen Dowd, one of the champion Trump haters of all time, where she said he went so far as to imitate his mannerisms, and she called it creepy. That's who Joe Biden is. But we can keep going. I mean, it just keeps going.
No, keep going. We love this. I mean, this is great. It's fantastic. And it's important, too, because they package the guy up. Let me ask you this question, then. Do you think that, in addition to being a guy who's been an SOB his entire career, you know, mouthing off to people and being one of the nastiest guys on Capitol Hill, in addition to that, do you think he's also one of the corrupt guys on Capitol Hill? Because I'm always amazed at how these guys make so much money for never working in the private sector a single day in their freaking life.
Well, that's a great question. So let's go back to debate in 2020. And you know that Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are going to bring this up tonight, right? Joe Biden looked into the camera in 2020 debating Trump and told us that the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, was Russian disinformation. And the reason that he knew that was because there was a letter signed by 51 former intelligence officers that claimed it was Russian disinformation. The only problem with that is that the FBI already knew that wasn't true. And how did that letter with 51 signatures get passed around? Oh, that was done by a guy named Anthony Blinken, who became the Secretary of State. Now, if we go back in U.S. history, there was another guy who became Secretary of State, and a guy named Andrew Jackson referred to it as the corrupt Boggin. What's on that laptop? We still don't know. We've seen a lot of smoke. We haven't seen the fire yet. But if you want the answer to how did Joe Biden become so wealthy, there's a email that refers to 10% for the big guy.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that there's a lot of fire under that smoke.
Andy Bloom, there's no way they went to all those efforts to cover up Hunter Biden's drug abuse and naked pictures and, you know, sniffing cocaine off a whore's backside. I mean, look, those are disgusting, I'll give you that. But Joe Biden could have spun that, and you and I know this. He could have spun that as his son overcame addiction, and this is a moment for him to look out to the American people and say, I'll fight for you and your family, so we're going through the throes of addiction. I'll be the president to fight for you. Had Hunter Biden on stage with him. No, they did all this because the laptop is evidence of the corruption. And now the government has all that. So I guess to go back to the earlier point, where Nate Silver is now, by the way, some breaking news, now saying the race is not a toss-up. According to his data, Trump has a 65.7% chance of winning the election. He also notes a candidate, who I honest to God think has a better chance, isn't the candidate I'd rather have, which is Biden. So, I mean, he's clearly anti-Trump in that sense, but he's a statistician. He's pointing that out. But so if they want to get Biden out of the race, and he's a stubborn old SOB to what we've been saying, is the laptop the key then to get him out of this election?
I don't know that the House Oversight Committee is going to be able to find enough now. They've been able to hide it and dig it. I'll tell you what the key to me is about all this. Remember, Hunter went to get a plea bargain deal. And he could have walked away from the gun charges and the tax charges. But they insisted on one other thing that they put into the deal. And you know what that is, Rich, right? Mm-hmm. They wanted
complete immunity. Can't be a registered foreign agent. They didn't want to go after him for that. Yep.
They wanted complete immunity from all future crimes. Mm-hmm. Now, what future crimes do you think they were talking about? It wasn't some hypothetical, maybe he's going to run a stoplight in 2025. There's future crimes that they know exist and haven't been uncovered yet. We don't know what they are yet.
Yeah.
But there are future crimes that they wanted immunity from. That's the part of the plea bargain deal that when they went before the judge and had the plea bargain thrown out, and the prosecutor was asked the question, have you ever seen a deal like this before? And the answer was no. Because you can't give immunity to all future crimes, a blanket immunity for anything you might ever do. That's the key to me, that behind this smoke, there's actually fire.
I agree with you. And I think, you know, if you leave the House Judiciary Committee out of it, if they want him gone, if they, being the people that are in charge of this country, want him gone, they have it on the laptop and they say to him, listen, either this goes to trial in September and all this comes out, or you can pardon your son and you can get out of this race and it all goes away. They have the leverage now and it's so damaging that it will destroy him, which is why they did this big cover up in 2020. If they think he can win, then of course, then the trial gets delayed and then this all goes away. But if they think he's going to lose, they're just not going to simply let Trump walk in there. No, no way. Not Trump. If it was another Republican, maybe, but not him. And so that's, yeah, I think, the leverage they use to get Biden out.
You know, Rich, this is why I miss our bull sessions where we talk, because I hadn't thought of it that way. And that's such a great point. You know, you don't get to spend 50 years in Washington, D.C., become judiciary chairman, vice president, and president of the United States without learning how to bury a few bodies. And the question is, has Joe Biden done a better job of burying a few bodies than the current people in the Senate on the Democratic side know how to dig them up? That's the question.
That's it. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, right? That's it. And they can, the person we have to thank for all this really is Judge Eileen Cannon, because Judge Eileen Cannon did not have the ability to reject the plea agreement, Andy Blum, as you know, but she played the Jedi mind trick on them and got them to admit that, yeah, you know, Hunter, you could be charged in the future for something in the future. And that was enough to blow it up. And thank God, which is why we're at this point right now. But I'll tell you, it's June, and you and I both being in this game as long as we have, there's a reason they picked June to have this debate when the election's not till November. Typically, you would hide Joe Biden. You would not put him out there tonight. So I guess we'll see, my friend, in just a short time. About 2.5 hours from now?
Hey, I got beer to chill, popcorn to pop, and I got to fluff up the pillows so I can lean back and watch this happen. I just hope, here's what I really hope, Rich. I hope that Donald Trump lays back, doesn't try to put words into Joe Biden's mouth, let Joe put his own foot in his own mouth, tries to look presidential, not unhinged. Every insult doesn't need to be responded to. Just stay calm, Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I tend to agree with you on this, my friend. I do. Andy Blum, I just tweeted out your piece over at broadandliberty.com. Is Joe Biden really a good and decent man? And that is definitely a question that he's asking rhetorically. Andy Blum, a pleasure. Follow him on Twitter at AndyBlum.com. We'll talk again, my friend.
Look forward to it again, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here tonight, I want to tell you about my friend and my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike is the master of implant dentistry. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He's one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. Give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. Bridget was just there yesterday. She got her new smile, new caps. She looks beautiful, beautiful as ever, but the smile really just so did a great job with it. And my daughter Claire was there today. So when I tell you the entire Zioli family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria, I mean it. They do, and there's a reason for it. He's the absolute best. VeneriaDental.com.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business and you're not using a PDQ POS system, it's time to make the switch. PDQ POS will not only save you time, effort, and money, but it's the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. That's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. Whether you have a single-location restaurant or thousands of locations, PDQ can help your business succeed. Visit PDQPOS.com.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Using credit cards could soon become a hassle in Pennsylvania. Some in the legislature are considering a multi-million-dollar giveaway to corporate megastores and may force you to pay for parts of your purchase in cash, while small businesses will have to manage an accounting nightmare. This mandate could also expose information about the private purchases you make. Prevent credit card chaos at guardyourcard.com/Pennsylvania. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
This is Len Lundy of Lundy Law. When we say we hope you are never involved in an accident, we mean it. But if you're injured in an accident, we will work quickly to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. And when we also say it won't cost you a dime up front, we mean it. Remember our name, Lundy Law, your injury lawyers. Call 1-800-LUNDY-LAW or visit LundyLaw.com.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
Toppers and Pain Relief Cream can help you live a pain-free life. If you suffer aches and pains of any kind, including arthritis, back, neck, shoulder, and joint pain, please try patented Toppers and Pain Relief Cream. Toppers and is made from good things like arnica, echinacea, and calendula. Guaranteed Toppers and is available at fine pharmacies and natural markets throughout Greater Philadelphia and online at Amazon and Topperson.com. Get Toppers and today. Toppers and, rub it in. Use only as directed.
Gonna dig a hole in your backyard? Call 811. Don't be caught off guard, cause PA1 Calls got your back to help locate those utility stacks.
Play it safe and do your part so no one in the neighborhood's house goes dark.
But if you don't and there's an outage, you might have to deal with some screams and shouters, cause ain't nothing worse when your toilet won't flush, your lights go out,
or when your pipes bust.
Yeah, your neighbors are gonna love you. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Help us at 50 and 5. More at PA1Call.org.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oops. Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill.
La, 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 la.
Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Don't miss the education show with Dom Giordano every Sunday morning at 5:30. Find out how you can help your child or grandchild succeed. Sponsored by New Hope Academy.
Rich Leoli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
I got a piece of gabagool stuck in my teeth.
Ew.
Just gotta pull that out. Don't mind me. Yeah, I'm doing low carbs. So I'm not eating this delicious, wonderful seeded bread. You want to take it home and put some bologna on it?
No. Here. Ew, no. I don't want your secondhand bread.
Here, take the bread.
I don't want it.
Take the bread.
What am I going to do with this?
Put bologna on it, Matt DeSantis. Ugh. And bologna cheese slices.
Those sound good.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It's our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And I don't know where'd Arthur go and his wife. Did you guys see where they went? Oh, they had to leave. Oh, okay, all right. They were sweet, and he was driving, so that was okay. I'm trying to be generous with the wine. I mean, she's still working on it, but it's all right. Okay, so we have a lot to chat about before the end of the show today. I do want to take some of your thoughts and calls on the debate, though. 855-839-1210. Pat is in Southwest Philly. Pat, how are you?
Hey, Rich. I'm good, buddy.
What's up, pal?
I have one question, but it entails two things, and it's the only thing that bothers me. And I'm going to go with your answer because I believe this. Is there any way possible that Biden has been given these questions all week long by the moderators and CNN without anyone knowing about it?
Absolutely.
Ahead of time?
Sure. Yeah, of course. I mean, they did it last time, right? Didn't they? It was Donna Brazile who gave the questions ahead of time?
Yeah,
of course there's a chance.
So Biden's going to know what he's going to be asked tonight.
I would be shocked if he doesn't.
Okay, and here's my second question. I'm going to go by you on this because I love listening to you. You're phenomenal politically.
Oh, thanks.
I'm also
phenomenal.
Is there any possible way? Now, this is a little more scarier.
The height, yes.
Does any way he would have anything in his ear, a tiny, tiny, minuscule earpiece that they're feeding him the answers?
Listen, man, at this point, I rule nothing out. After the last last six, 8 years, I rule nothing out. There was a time I would have said absolutely not, no way, they would never allow that, blah, 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 blah. No, I rule nothing out. So, yeah, anything's possible, absolutely. I don't know if it'll help him, though. What's that?
Can Trump's people check out his earpiece or anything before the debate?
Well, probably not. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I would say. I would say this. The problem for Biden using an earpiece is this. You want to know what it is? It's Biden going like this.
Yeah, he'll say that again.
I didn't get that. Wait, hang on. And then, or Biden will hear something wrong and he'll say, "It's tomorrow. We're gonna bomb Mexico." What? No.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to buy it. What? And he'll get all confused and tripped up. That's the only problem with him having an earpiece.
I agree with you on that. He would goof that up so bad, it would be obvious he has one in.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be like, "Vladimir Putin's my best friend." Wait, not.
Thank
no,
you.
No, by, Vladimir Putin's a threat,
by the way, Rich,
threat to the end? Yes.
Andy Bloom was on par. He was like perfect, but it tells me I'm getting old because I remember Andy Bloom when he was at WIP back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, he helped build that station, and he did a great job with it. So
yeah, he did. He was fantastic.
But he was smart enough to get out, whereas I got in.
You're right.
You see, that's my judgment right there.
My
stagecoach wasn't hiring, Pat, so thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
I'll see you at the Grand.
We look forward to it. Grand Hotel of Cape May, my happy place. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right, so what else do we have? The other thing, too, that I want to mention going into tonight, and this is got a couple little things here. Let's see. I have I think I'm breaking up. Am I breaking up? We're good? All right. Excellent. Matt DeSancta Traders. I don't know if I should do this or not to everybody, but I think because I love this group. Peter McKeon, Santo, John Gallagher, Chris Olsen. Chris leave? She was with Art, right? With Arthur. And then Joe and Diane. I won't say your last name since you're a public official and she's drinking enough wine to stun a, stun a bull, so I won't say that. I'll just let that go and we'll move on from that. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm sorry. I got to confirm my car for tomorrow morning for Fox News. All right. Yes, I can do that. 6:30. Okay. My return car. 6 p.m. too late. I got to go at noon. Okay, that works. And John and Nadia Gallagher from the Grand Hotel, where they come. They were there. And John was Santa Claus. Did you know that at the Grand Hotel last time?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And Arthur Gurton. So we appreciate them being here tonight for our live show here in the Hub at Odyssey, the talk radio 1210 WPHD world headquarters. So after tonight, I'm jumping in a big SUV. They're driving me up to New York. And then tomorrow we're going to do a taping for Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy has another ad that he put together, which Donald Trump retweeted and posted on Instagram. And I believe we have that, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Right?
Give me a second.
And good for Jimmy, too. His team worked hard on this. And then the Trump campaign saw it, picked it up. Now it's gone viral. And it could not have happened to a nicer guy. Jimmy took the time to drive 6.5 hours to the Grand Hotel of Cape May on Friday at our live show. And I tell you what, I said to him repeatedly, you don't have to come. You don't have to come. He said, I told you I'm coming. I'm coming. He's a man of his word. He also told me over and over again that he said, I'm sorry, the Nobel Prize story. Okay, you're distracting me right
sorry.
Now. Sorry, that's all right. He also told me at the time that years ago, he would get his own TV show on Fox News and he would bring me on as a guest all the time. And he's lived up to his word. He's a man of his word. So I'm going back on tomorrow. We'll tape it for tomorrow and then we'll air it Saturday night because it's 4th of July. And he also told me that if he ever gets a 5-day-a-week show on Fox News, if they ever give that to him, I will be on 1 day a week. Every week. Isn't that
Whoa.
Cool? Yeah. So, but I have to drive him home and I have to walk his dog and I have to, but other than that, it's fine, you know, and they're not going to pay me or anything and I got to bring him food and bourbon. But beyond that, it's a great deal. It's a great, everybody wins.
It's a small price to pay for TV
to
fame.
To be on Fox News once a week, every week until I kill him and take over the show. Yeah. Here's his latest piece. Go ahead.
If you're having trouble sleeping, ask your doctor about Bidenica, the sleep aid made from 100% Joe Biden press conference.
The best way to get some...
Oh, there's another one?
There's another one. I sent it to you.
Hang on.
We play Bidenica. Well, keep Bidenica going. It's funny. Right. We played that earlier in the show, but it's very good. Just start it over, and then I sent you the other one, too.
All right, let me find that one.
If you're having trouble sleeping, ask your doctor about Bidenica, the sleep aid made from 100% Joe Biden press conference.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway...
Bidenica has a patented blend of confusion and forgetfulness that will calm the most overactive brains.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
When they sold out American jobs and killed the Keystone Pipeline, it kept me up all night worrying about how we pay our bills. But then I got Bidenica. And I've never slept better.
Sometimes when I get hopped up on sugar, my parents give me Bidenica so I pass out. Other times they give it to me during the day, probably so they can do the deed. Gross.
Warning. People who have used Bidenica have experienced rapid lying and an inability to secure the southern border. Others have hallucinated and fought breakfast cereals.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Ask your doctor if Bidenica is...
Very good. And then here's the other one that he put out today. Go ahead, take a listen. And Trump retweeted this. He put it out a while ago, but Trump retweeted it today.
Vacation for real.
Wait, start it off. Back it up. Go ahead.
I got my education for real in the black church.
I got raised in the black church.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a close relationship with the Greek community. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
They all think I'm kidding.
White House girls send Biden to bed early.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
cause he's really old and he's senile.
I taught at the University of Pennsylvania for 4 years.
He makes up so much crap, the country's worried.
Okay, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
He's lying like it's going out of style.
I have a great honor of being arrested on the streets of Soweto.
I am a hard coal miner.
For a while, they made Saki try.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Thought by now, they'd realize.
I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school.
There ain't no way to hide Joe Biden's lies.
Nice.
You have my word. I give you my word. I give you my word.
I guarantee you, give you my word as a Biden. I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden. I give you my word as a Biden.
There you go. Well done. Well done, Jimmy Failla. Excellent. Excellent work. Good for him. Now, this is going to gross you out, so if you want to eat any more hoagies, you should probably do it before the break. It's a comment that Joy Behar made on The View today, and it is going to nauseate you. I'm just warning you ahead of time. You've been warned. Before I go to break, though, let me go to Steve in Warminster. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What are your thoughts on the debate?
There's a buzz going around here in Warminster that is interesting. People think they're going to have a reason for replacing Biden if he passes out or something, which could be staged. So what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I rule nothing out. I think they want to replace Biden. I think they're going to have to replace Biden because he's losing so badly. I wonder if he'll pull a scene from the movie Dave. You remember the movie Dave, Steve?
Yeah.
It'll be like
I think
that.
They're going to do that.
The movie.
Because he's got to go and you need an excuse to replace him.
You sure do. You definitely do. Maybe that's what this is all about tonight. I rule at this point, after them telling us that COVID came from a bat burger, I rule nothing out, my friend. Thank you, Steve. You know, there's a better chance of starting a global pandemic by having a bologna sandwich than a bat burger, just for the record. I want to defend.
Are you suggesting I started the pandemic?
Yeah. Bat burger with a pangolin aioli and a side of raccoon dog fries, and that's... You got a less chance of starting a global pandemic than a bologna sandwich on brioche bread. I'm just saying, Matt DeSantis. I'm just saying.
I stand by my bologna sandwich.
Ah, it's a bunch of bologna is what that is. See what I did there? Huh? See what I did there? Train radio broadcaster. All right, we'll take a very quick break. Before I go to break, though, I just want to play one more clip for you. This is what we're seeing right now a lot of times is the ideas for the future regarding who could be president if Joe Biden can't. One of the people there, the name is Kamala Harris. She's the vice president of the United States. Trump put out an ad. We played it earlier in the show for you. What happens if Joe Biden gets reelected? You're going to get Kamala Harris. Well, here's Kamala Harris with her wisdom during a reproductive freedom discussion, whatever the hell that means. Cut number 11.
Francia and I were talking in the back because we were just like, we don't know how you do it.
The first thing I asked is, how do you stay healthy? I'm tired.
Well, I mean, I work out in the morning. I think it's important to eat breakfast.
Anyway, Batman will defeat her soon. That's the good news. The Joker. Yeah, that could be the president. And Trump is capitalizing on that earlier. We played this, but let's play it again, Matt, if we could, that ad he put out. It'll play tonight during the debate. And Kamala Harris comes across like a crazy person, a cackling crazy person who just goes off and off on these laughing tirades and says nonsense and says nothing. And Trump is capitalizing on that with a brand new commercial that'll air tonight during the debate. You can listen to it first right here. Take a listen.
When you think about the Joe Biden you saw in the debate, ask yourself a question. Do you think the guy who was defeated by the stairs got taken down by his bike, lost a fight with his jacket, and regularly gets lost, makes it 4 more years in the White House? And you know who's waiting behind him, right? Vote Joe Biden today and Kamala Harris tomorrow.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
It shows you how unpopular she really is. 855-839-1210. We're coming right back. Our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We do want to make sure Joe Biden remains the candidate, right? That's the thing, Peter. We want to make sure Peter McKeon, Highlight Electric, we want to make sure he remains the candidate. That's key. I want to thank Primo Hoagies. I'm going to crush these two hoagies before the night's over. That's for sure. Look at this. The seeded bread. You got the gabagool. You got the prosciutto. What's that? This is a bologna-free zone right here. But thanks to Primo Hoagies for stepping up today and providing us with dinner and lunch. It's great. We really appreciate it very, very much. Primo's where you want to go. It's the real deal because it's all about the bread. In my opinion, it's all about the bread. There's nothing better than the bread. It makes the sandwich, and Primo has the absolute best bread. But the cold cuts, as Mama Zioli would say, the cold cuts are phenomenal. Everybody loves the cold cuts because they're cut fresh. So make Primo's your next party Primo. Order online at PrimoHoagies.com. PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. And I just got a note from them. They're going to stop selling bologna sandwiches as of tomorrow.
No.
So that's good. Here is something to make you throw up your hoagie. This is on The View today. Joy Behar. Joyless Joy Behar. Making a little, this is awkward, uncomfortable. You've been warned. Take a listen.
You and I have friends for a long time.
Very long time.
I know her. Her mother calls her Judith.
Yeah.
I did. So we came up together at Catch a Rising Star and also Downtown. We did a lot of comedy together. Mm. But you, when we were doing that, you were not out yet.
No, I didn't come out on stage until 1996.
Wow.
When so I Susan had a Bernhardt. Child, and
yeah,
for, but you
when
knew.
Everything came out,
yeah. I don't know if you remember, we were sitting at the bar at Catch a Rising Star,
Bernhardt.
And you were like, Judy, Larry Amaro said you're a lesbian. Is that true?
That is so true.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten it on with a lady?
No, but someday I will.
And with that, every man's lesbian fantasy has just officially been ruined. Just like that. She did more right now to hurt the cause of pornography than any one human being. Forget age verification. You just need Joy Behar. I mean, there's just no way around that. Wow. With that, let's do something upbeat. How about the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi? As she claims Biden is leading the world in reducing inflation, and she would know she travels the world quite a bit. She turns into a bat and travels the world. It's very easy to do. Very easy. Except she doesn't go to Italy because of all the garlic. You know that, right? Garlic, they don't like garlic over the bats, the like the vampires. Cut number eight.
So then you look at something else. People are concerned about...
Every time I hear her start talking, it always just makes me... like right away, right? The fangs out, the anger, like the venom. I think at night, she if you ever were to listen to her sleep, it... kind of like Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters when she's hovering over the bed. Maybe kind of like that. All right, go ahead.
So then you look at something else. People are concerned about inflation. 16 Nobel laureates came out this week and said that if what's-his-name were elected president with
what's his name?
Fiscal policies, inflation would increase enormously.
The fangs get in the way sometimes.
And you have Joe Biden on the other side of that screen leading the world in reducing inflation in our country.
Yeah, well, one of those Nobel Prize-winning economists is Janet Yellen's husband.
George Akerlof.
George Akerlof. The other one is Joseph Stiglitz, former academic advisor to...
Janet Yellen.
Janet Yellen. The con is real. There's a clip going around of Jen Psaki going on about Nobel laureates and Nobel Prize winning economists all say Joe Biden's plan, blah, blah, blah. And then they side by side that with the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre saying the exact same thing. And it's literally the exact same words. But the clip is just painful to listen to. So I'd rather watch Joy Behar in a girl-on-girl parody than I would want to watch. Actually, I don't want to
take
watch
it back.
I take it back. In fact, dump that, guys. Dump that for me, please. And it better not be on the podcast, because that's... Talk about ruining your career with one. We made it 4 hours, and I managed to survive until the very end, and it is literally the end. So thank you to Cummin. Thank you, guys, for your generous support of the Travis Manning Foundation. I appreciate it. God bless you. I really do appreciate it very much. We have some more Zioli Zin here to drink. Next year at the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon, you want to be here for the Zioli Show Unplugged, because you'll get Zioli Zin if we're still making it, if I'm not in jail, which could happen if Joe Biden gets a second term. Enjoy the debate tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Short one?
Yes.
I did it already, but I'll do it again. And thanks to Dr. Mike Veneria for being the big story sponsor of the hour. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Good night.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.